Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, learn from Kenneth Copeland how to become mindful of the Spirit of God on the inside of you. Becoming God inside minded positions you to access God's mighty power to succeed in life.
Let's turn to our golden text in the Gospel of John, please. We're talking about, in John the 14th chapter, we're talking about becoming God inside minded. God is in heaven, yes, He is. But thank God, so are you. So am I. If you've made Jesus the Lord of your life, we were raised up and made to sit together with Him in heavenly places. Where do we sit? We sit at the right hand of Jesus on the throne of grace as He sits at the right hand of the Father. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus is no longer the only begotten Son of God. No. He is the firstborn from the dead. You and I were dead in our sins and trespasses, but we were reborn. One of the biggest hindrances to faith is not having working knowledge of the fact that you are a new creature. You are a new creation. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I'm just unworthy. Well, you need to get born again. Well, of course you and I were unworthy, but He didn't leave us like that. He didn't know, there's no such thing as a new creature that's an unworthy new creature. There's no such thing as an unrighteous new creature. Because He, who knew no sin, was made to be sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Now we are in Him. Oh, we know that. And that's big in us. But we need to realize He's in us. He is in us. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We'll look at those scriptures later. 14th chapter of John's Gospel, verse 16. I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another comforter, that He may abide with you forever. Forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Well, I just feel like He left me. Well, shut up, He didn't. Quit crying about it. Just start laughing and glorify God. I remember so well. I didn't know any better. I'd pray, oh, God, be with me on this trip. Oh, God, be with me on this trip. God, be with me on this trip. I guess He got enough of that. He got fed up with it. Finally, He said, Kenneth, do you not know in My word that I said I'd never leave you nor forsake you? He said, son, you're just wasting breath. He said, I'll be there every step of the way because I'm on the inside of you. I'm not just with you, I'm in you. And He said, I'm over there when you get there, and I'm here when you leave, and I'm with you the whole way. Glory to God. I am back when Gloria and I had a very nice car, And we had a terrible car wreck. For all natural purposes, it should have killed us all. And it was just a miracle that we got out of it. When I saw that thing the next day, my dad and I just stood there and shook our heads. How could anybody get out of that thing alive? Thank God. Gloria had a big bump on her head, and that was about it, where she hit the dashboard. But that left us with a car that's not so nice. Now, it's a pretty nice car, but that thing had 90,000 miles on it when I got it. And I won't go into how I came to acquire that fine piece of equipment. But that's what we had left. And one of the reasons we got into that horrible thing, I was running from God. I did not want to go back to school. I did not want to go to Oral Roberts University. And I knew when we got into that hospital that night, I knew the whale got me, glory to God. But it didn't get me good. Amen. So, this car we had, it was all we had, and I prayed over it, and man, it was running good. It is doing fine. Well, I had to drive from Tulsa to Lubbock, Texas, to speak at Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship meeting over a weekend. It's a long ways from Tulsa to Lubbock, and I'm driving this thing at about 40 miles an hour, because I don't know what's going to happen to this car. And I'm listening almost 24 hours a day to Brother Hagin. I mean, we're going to bed with him at night. We still do. Only now he's in my telephone. One night, we were watching. There was a service that Gloria and I wanted to see. So we got a video on that was on our iPad. And so we set the iPad up in the bed, and we're watching Brother Hagin. And so he got down to the end of the service where he's given an invitation. So since we were both saved, well, we decided we'd go on to sleep. And so I leaned over there to kiss her goodnight. She said, "Not in front of Brother Hagin." But I'll tell you what, I mean, that's how close Kenneth E. Hagin is still in our family, glory to God. Because we listen to the word just all the time. We're totally immersed in it all the time. And so I got so excited, and I'm listening to those tapes all the way out there. And back there then you had a little Martel battery-operated tape recorder. And it worked on those big fat D cell batteries, and they were old carbon batteries. And you got a message on each side, and about the time you got through that second message, it was going like that. I had a grocery sack, man, full of dead batteries, and another grocery sack full of good ones. I mean, you had to change them almost every tape. Anyway. And my faith is, boy, I'm telling you, it's high. And I'm getting stronger on the inside, and I'm driving along there, and it dawned on me, my lightning fast mind got a hold of the fact, hey, it's faith that's holding this thing together anyway. It'll hold it together. The speed limit back there then was 70 miles an hour. It'll hold it together at 70 just the same as it will at 40. And I heard the Lord just as plain. He said, yeah, but when you get out over that, you're out of my hands. He said, when you accepted your driver's license, you accepted the fact that you would obey the laws of the land. I don't speed. I don't care how slow it gets. And however fast it gets, that's how fast I drive. I used to, oh Lord. I don't even want to go into that. Gloria said I wasn't happy unless I was doing Mach 2 with my hair on fire. But it wasn't quite that bad, but you know. So anyway, I said, okay, in the name of Jesus. And I got all excited about it. And I just pushed her up there to about 60. And she just hung along there, you know, and went all the way to Lubbock. And this, you'll get a kick out of this. Talking about God inside-minded, you know. Now, I'd been listening to those tapes night and day. I mean, we'd go to bed and listen to them. Now, that tape would go start flapping. It'd wake me up, and I'd turn it over and listen to it. And then get up, get ready to go to school, and I'd have the tape recorder in the bathroom while I shave. I'm still listening to Brother Hagin. Well, and then I listened all the way to Lubbock. And that night in the hotel, I listened to tape, went to sleep listening to those tapes. Well, I was in Furr's cafeteria, and those of you that remember the days of the Full Gospel Businessmen's meeting, oh man, what fun. And all based largely on testimonies and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Glory to God, it was a move of God. It's wonderful. And so we would have dinner, and just at about closing time for the cafeteria. And then they'd close the cafeteria and you know, the guys would bust the tables and everything. And everybody else would leave. Well, we'd have the cafeteria to ourselves and we could have the meat. Well, these guys are still cleaning the tables, busting the tables, and they invited me to preach. I no more expected what is going to happen than a man in the moon. I got up there, and of course, my text was Mark 11, 22, 23, 24, and 25. And you have what you say. I read that text, and I want you to know all of those tapes came out. I mean, it just rolled out of me. And I was all over the front end of that cafeteria. And they had there was a door that went in over here on this side into the kitchen, you know. And they came out on this side. They'd come out here and get a load of dishes and come in over here. And I'm going up and down and just, you know, just preaching just as hard and fast as I could. So I went in the end door, preached my way all the way through the kitchen and came out the other door over there. And just, I'm having more fun than anybody in the house, you know. And I tell you, the Baptists and the Presbyterians, revival, revival, revival. And the Pentecostal people are saying, wildfire, wildfire, wildfire. But I'm like Brother Hagin, glory to God. And you know, you got enough wildfire, somebody will come watch you burn, glory to God. And we got excited. Well, and I had to get back in the car then and drive back to Tulsa. And I'm listening to my tapes all the way back to Tulsa. Well, the next weekend, We went back to Fort Worth, and I was invited to preach at our home church there, Grace Temple, in Fort Worth. And a young man came to me. He worked for his mechanic, Ford Motor Company, and his mother was one of the pillars of Grace Temple Church, Mrs. Wooten. Oh, she was, my goodness, what a woman of faith. And he came to me and he said, Brother Kenneth. He said, I believe the Lord wants me to tune up your car. I said, good, Jim, that'll work fine. He said, where is it? I said, it's in my dad's house. He said, after work tomorrow, he said, I'll go by there. He said, I'm off tomorrow. I'll go by there and get it. Well, we had a morning service at the church, you know, so I wasn't there. Well, that night, at church, of course, I'm driving my dad's car. I wasn't about, you know, I didn't need that car. He said, Brother Kenneth, did you drive that car in? I said, yeah, Jim. He said, how was it running? I said, it ran great. He said, I couldn't start it. He said, I towed it to my house. Now listen to this. And I saw why God dropped that knowing on the inside me to believe him for the running of that car. He said, your points were not worn down. They were gone. Impossible for the car to run. The little stainless steel paddle with the little carbon point on the top of it, and there was no points there. Yet it ran fine. On what? Power. Standby power. The Spirit of God is our standby. You know what standby power is? That's your passing gear, brother. Hallelujah. When you need some power, now shove her down to the floor. There's another gear down there. Thank you, Jesus. There's Holy Ghost power just waiting on you to hit the pedal. Well, becoming God inside minded. He is our helper, comforter, advocate, standby, counselor, strengthener, and intercessor. He is our leader and our guide. Now turn with me over to the 16th chapter of John's Gospel. And if you can't, if this doesn't set you on fire, your wood's wet. 13th verse. Now remember now what we started with here. I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, and he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. Now, this is all the same teaching, just short while before Jesus went to the cross. So, the 16th chapter and let's begin with the 13th verse, 16:13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will, say he will.
He will.
He will.
He will.
So it is his will, right? He will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, whatever he hears Jesus say, he says, that shall he speak? He will show you things to come. He will glorify me. For, oh, get this, people. I want you to get this. For he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. Now he's already said he'll show you things to come, but there's more to this than that. He shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. Listen, All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and show it to you. Oh, my. We have access through the Spirit of God and through his word and through revealed knowledge. We have access to everything God has and everything God knows. And that's everything. Amen. Matthew 4:4. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Now, how many times have you read that? Over the last 50 years, how many times? Thousands, I guess. I don't know. Many times. But here, I guess a little over a year ago, I was reading that, and all of a sudden, Tom, it struck me. It's just one of those moments, you know. It's like, whoa, did you see that? And somebody said, I didn't see nothing. What? What is revelation knowledge? Revealed knowledge. Sense knowledge or natural knowledge is the knowledge, that you gain through your five physical senses into your intellect, into your soul, your mind, your will, your emotion, part of you. Now that is hindered by your and my receiving ability, how we hear it, how we see the concept. It's hindered by the talent and ability of the teacher, whomever's doing the teaching. And it comes out of natural books and so forth. So it's a reteaching of something that somebody else has already learned. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you have to have that. But it has a lot of limitations to it. But revealed knowledge comes directly from the Holy Spirit of God into your spirit and then into your mind.
Kenneth Copeland learned the importance of letter writing from his spiritual father, Oral Roberts. Brother Roberts helped him to understand that the Bible is made up primarily of letters and that they are just as anointed now as the day they were first written. That day, Brother Copeland made a lifelong commitment to write a letter every month to address the spiritual needs of his partners.
I commit this to you. I write a partner letter every month. I pray for you every day. I'll put scriptures there on the bottom of that partner letter, and I put those on there specifically for your benefit, so that you can go back and read those and make them a part of your prayer life.
Kenneth Copeland's promise to his partners has led to over 375 individual letters being written since 1986. The U.S. Post Office mailed 3.7 million partner letters in 2018 alone. These powerful messages from God's heart minister life to your spirit and strengthen you in your daily walk of faith.
I'm a partner for about probably 5 years now, and I enjoy his product, especially his monthly letters. I wait for them in the mail. I just love those. They're so very inspiring.
And he always hits it right on. Whatever I'm going through, that is the word for that month. And I keep that letter.
But I will write them to help them get their needs met, to help them prosper, to help them grow in the Lord and grow in faith and grow in prayer. and go from religion to reality. Praise God.
Wherever you are in the world, it's easier than ever before to connect with Kenneth Copeland Ministries and enjoy all of our online media, including content exclusive to our website. Visit us at kcm.org and gain access to over 50 years of Bible teaching from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland right at your fingertips. Watch live streaming video of the Believer's Voice of Victory Sunday and daily broadcasts. Enjoy live programs from BVOVN and experience special events on demand. Browse through hours of archived audio and video teaching and immerse yourself in the Word through the online devotional From Faith to Faith. Download the latest BVOV magazine, including our enhanced interactive version. This free monthly publication is filled with powerful tools for spiritual growth, articles by ministry leaders, testimonies from partners, and much more.
Watch the broadcast. Read the magazine, designed, listen to me, to be a study center.
Jesus made a promise to us in the Word, and He said the Holy Spirit would guide us into all the truth. Now, maybe you need some understanding today about how to raise your kids, or maybe you need a creative idea for some project you're working on, or maybe, like Brother Copeland, the Holy Spirit is saying to you to believe just for your car to run well. Well, the good news is, you can make it safely to wherever you're headed in this life, but you do it through fellowship with God. And we want you to experience that fellowship. And this is why we're making these materials available to you, Developing a Friendship with God. This is four messages on MP3 disc and a study guide. And you need to understand that you can have a rich and an intimate relationship and friendship with God and learn how to be in a constant communion with Him. It's not just you who wants this. He wants this. Your Heavenly Father desires this kind of friendship with you. Think about that. So if you want to get a hold of these materials, you can request your free package today at kcm.org. Now, we've got a great meeting coming up. Word Explosion starts this week in Columbia, South Carolina. Again, we invite you, just get in this place, immerse yourself in the Word of God. Brother Copeland will be there speaking September 26th through the 28th. Listen, when the Word of God takes hold in your life, you'll never be the same. It will change you from the inside out and change you forever. That's why it's so important to come get in meetings like these. So important to feed on the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So if you can't get there, do what it takes to feed on these materials. For more information about this meeting and other things going on at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit us online at kcm.org. We'll see you again next week. Until then, remember, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast is available to you free on DVD, CD, or digital download at kcm.org. Shipping charges may apply. Keep your faith strong with the Word of God and step into a year of abundant harvest.